corruption is something of a problem at Customs and Border Protection. That's according to the agency's commissioner, Alan Burson. He testified before a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee and says CBP's Inspector General has more than 600 open corruption investigations. So far, more than 125 Customs employees have been arrested or indicted for smuggling drugs, illegal aliens, laundering money, and conspiracy since 2004. The Hill newspaper was on hand for that hearing. Joining us now is the Hill staff writer, Jordy Yeager. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what were some of the examples? What type of corruption is CBP seeing? Did they testify?
Well, it's usually involving folks that are being presented with large sums of money in exchange for allowing people across the border. And those people are either harnessing some sort of illegal currency or drugs and or other illegal people in exchange for their safe passage. They're giving these agents, usually border agents, large sums of money.
Oh, these are border agents who are involved in this, not just rogue people who are posing as agents?
Correct. So these are folks that have been hired by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. And so that is a quite large agency. It's about more than 20,000 officers within those ranks. And so if you take that into consideration, these numbers, there's 127 arrests and indictments since 2004. It's a relatively small number, but concerning nonetheless, these officials.
So what was discovered during the hearing?
During the hearing, it was brought to light that there was a bit of a lag in the Anti-Border Corruption Act of 2010, which Congress passed and the President signed, and basically forces the Border Protection Agency to move forward with polygraph examinations, lie detector examinations of these agents, and to go back through time as well. So to do any pending polygraph examinations with the idea that by 2013 every agent within the Border Protection Agency would be suitable for a polygraph examination and would have that done and passed with flying colors. But that has not yet taken place. So in fiscal year 2011, I believe 22% of all agents had been given polygraph examinations.
We are speaking with Jordy Yeager, a staff writer at the Hill newspaper. And during that hearing, was there any indication of whether this trend is worsening or stabilizing or maybe getting better? 125 since 2004 have been arrested. What's the trend?
You know, it's an interesting trend because the amount of agents, the number of agents along the border has nearly doubled since 2004 with President George W. Bush. And so it's alarming, but at the same time, it's always been a problem down there. Back in 1999, even before this ramped up effort along the border had really initiated, there were 39 local, state, and federal officials that have been indicted over the past 3 years prior, from 1996 to 1999, and they had been and those were all on corruption charges. And so there is that trend. It seems to be symptomatic of the opportunities that the border presents, so that some folks are already tied into a criminal enterprise and seek employment with the Border Protection Agency, and some are not, but find the opportunity a little too alluring, and so kind of fall into it that way. And so it seems to be getting a little bit better, and the idea is that the polygraph test will definitely give the agency a leg up as far as being able to identify criminal characteristics or potential for corruption there.
Does it strike anyone as unusual that the agency wasn't already conducting polygraphs and background checks? I mean, just me? It seems like they should have been doing this all along.
Well, you're right. It is very common for other agencies to do these polygraph tests. It is by far the largest agency within the federal government as far as law enforcement is concerned. So it falls under the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security umbrella. And so within that, it is quite large, and it has grown. As I said, it's doubled in the past 6 years, and so it's I think it's been a bit of a task to keep on top of it. And they don't have enough polygraphers to actually conduct all these tests. And so what they're finding is they're getting the polygraphers from different agencies. And so they're hoping that with that, they'll be able to kind of satisfy their quota of the number, the large number that they need to polygraph.
And can you give us a sense of the tone of this hearing? Was this the senators all over Burson and like what's going on here, or was it more one of the cooperative tone types of hearings?
It was more cooperative, and I was a little surprised by that. It seems that the senators knew about these statistics, and so they weren't shocked completely by them, but they were still concerned. And obviously, they knew that this was an issue because they passed the Anti-Border Corruption Act back in 2010, and so they knew it was an issue. But it nonetheless does not give it credence to make way as it has.
So what is CBP going to do next? They're going to get that polygraph system in place. And did they mention any other measures they'll do to try to prevent corruption or root it out when they hear about it or think that they suspect it?
No, it's basically coming down to the polygraph is the main focus of it, and those will be kind of retroactive. So agents that have already been hired and working within the agency will also receive those polygraph tests, and they'll have to go back and pass that as well in order to make it to be retained by the agency.
Is this going to cost any more money or take more time, or are those not even going to be considered as factors at this point?
Cost more time, and the money portion of it is still kind of up in the air. I think a large portion of that money has been allocated through this Border Corruption Act, and that will be satisfied that way. But the time portion is definitely you're taking polygraphers away from other agencies, and so you're potentially creating a situation where there's going to create a backlog for those agencies as well. The more you have their polygraphers assisting the Border Protection Agency.